Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the third annual fail panel. As you've already noticed, there's been quite a bit of fail so far getting set up, but I think we're in pretty good shape.
We're only 15 minutes late.
Oh, in that case, we're 5 minutes early.
Woo!
Okay, so traditionally what we do is we sort of go through, take turns, and we share our own stories of fail. Dude, she said she didn't want any. Stop!
What are you doing?
Dude, don't be a dickhead. Thank you. Speaking of fail, when someone says no, they mean no.
Unless they say yes with their eyes.
You said that was just for me, though.
Just yell surprise first.
I don't think you have to introduce the panel. I think they get it.
Pop, watch your fingers,
please. Okay, anyway, back on track. So, last year I baked bread on stage and we decided to mix things up a little bit. So, thanks to a last minute shopping trip by Chris Hoff, Alex Hutton, and Jack Daniel, we have supplies so I can make waffles for you all tonight.
I have to be honest, if you eat waffles at a fail panel, you have failed.
Well, I kind of forgot to look up a recipe, so I'm doing this all by eye.
Don't ask what the secret sauce is.
So
he realized he didn't wash his hands after he touched the underwear, too.
So, Chris here is chopping up stuff. I'll make waffles. Hopefully they won't suck too much. And we'll be delivering some out to the audience, especially for folks who bring us stuff. Those bribes are acceptable. Any ninjas who are here get waffle priority since they made some kick-ass badges this year, so.
And the ninja oppression.
What was that?
And the ninja oppression.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Wait, I'm going to attack you now.
And so we're going to get started. I think Rich is going to go first with his fail, and we'll see what goes from there.
Stumper. All right, so, my fail is on a couple multiple levels this year, and let's be honest, and times are kind of tough. By the way, all the slides will be on this side. In a few moments, Chris Hoff will be doing interpretive poetry on that side once he's done cooking, chopping up stuff here. So we all know times are tough. This is a graph of the real estate market in Phoenix. What's the zip code there? 85086. So obviously things are pretty bad. Anyone lives there is pretty fucked. Of course, my zip code is 85050, right in the middle of that. I think my house is worth about 60% of what I paid for it. So puts a little pressure on you financially when something like that happens. And then on occasion, other things happen that can kind of fuck up your finances. So thank you. I was thinking of changing my handle to sniper. One shot, one kill. So, by the way, my wife's 8 months pregnant right now.
One shot by the other guy anyway.
Yeah. Now, the problem is those little freaking things like to eat. And, I'm an industry analyst, for those of you that don't know. So I'm like, I used to be with Gartner.
Right,
I read all that stuff. And, when it comes down to it, we kind of all know what industry analysts do.
Masturbate.
You take bribes.
Yeah. Nothing. I mean, I just sit around and I don't know what the fuck I do. Read the internet.
Wait, you mean you don't even take bribes? I mean,
what?
Are you that worthless? You're not even taking bribes?
No. Dude, hook me up.
I have some used panties I'll sell you.
Seriously, I just suck too much. I can't get any serious money out of like Oracle or Microsoft or those guys, or I totally talk about how awesome their products are. So I figure it's time to supplement my income. Clearly this analyst gig isn't working for me. And, I was kind of looking for ideas. And I hear, underage people like to drink.
Wait, where are you going with it?
I'm kind of thinking that, maybe I could help a brother out. So, looked around and I kind of had this inspiration. I was in the grocery store and, let me go to the next year. So, I used to actually be a bouncer in the bars, and this is kind of how we used to check IDs. I was a 135-pound 19-year-old bouncer, which I don't know if there's anything more fail than that. But I didn't look like that, and neither did anybody coming into my bar, clearly.
I thought you'd be bigger.
Yeah.
Here's my Coke, sir.
You know, and now, how do they check IDs? Well, I was going to a bar the other night, and the guy whips out a scanner. So this is pretty much what happens. I pull out my driver's license, and it's happened twice in like 2 weeks before I came here, once at the liquor store, and then once over at the grocery store. Pull out my driver's license, hand it over when they say to check the ID. They don't freaking look at it. They take it and swipe it through a barcode scanner and then give me the beer. In my mind, profit. So some of you might have seen on Twitter, this happened right before I came out here, and I thought I would give this a shot and see what's going on in there when they plug those things in. So let me plug in the scanner.
You have a scanner with you?
Yeah, thanks to Mike. Oh, God, Mike, I forgot your last name. Are you here? Because if not, yeah.
Somebody.
Mike, what's your last name again? It was
Katz.
I'm like, it was easy, but I had West in my head. Not a keyboard. I don't know why you're saying that, but that's fine. Let's close that. Now let's see if the demo gods are totally going to fuck with my head.
Either way, it's a win.
So if this works right, I have an Arizona driver's license. Now, for those of you who don't know, Arizona is the best fucking state in the union to have a driver's license for a couple of reasons. Can anybody guess what the expiration date of my driver's license is? 2036. This license expires. So, gets even better. Is the dude in the room, there was a speaker who checked in, and I looked at his license, and for the state, it had MA. Massachusetts. Arizona will issue a driver's license if you're actually living in another state with the address of that state. Oh, this is getting good. So, let's hope this works this time.
If I want to be an undocumented
worker.
So
let me pull the window over because I can't look at two windows at the same time, so I can highlight the important sections here.
But now we're just working at a...
So you're about to learn my birth date and driver's license number, which is pretty cool.
No, that's fail.
At DEF CON, I'm kind of ballsy like that LifeLock doofus. So...
Well, I have a credit rating, right?
So you can see there, that's my date of birth. I'm like, well, this is getting kind of interesting because it's pretty easy. And I'm like, well, maybe I have a writer. You know, if I have a writer, I can change this. Now, the bad news is I wasn't able to get a writer in time. But as I switch back here, so I did a little bit more research about this issue. So there's this really cool document that describes all of the details of the standards across the nation for driver's licenses. And includes these sections like the optional magnetic stripe, because these things aren't mandatory for everywhere. And then if you look at the section for the optional magnetic stripe, it tells you right where the date of birth field is. It's standard. Now, not every state uses this, but most states do because of the Real ID Act stuff. And it tells you exactly where it is. And I looked around a lot in the standard for security code. Do you know what prefaces the security code?
No.
Optional. State specific. So what are the odds any of the manufacturers of those devices are going to go ahead and put a state, you know, put check that security code? Fail. Zero. Not going to happen. So this is cool because you can now get a fake ID without having to change your ID on the front. Just take that mag stripe, find a place that you know they're just going to look and stripe it. And if they confront you about it, say, well, fuck it. Just run it through the thing, man. I'm old enough. Good to go. Balding. I actually didn't start losing my hair until about 30, but we've got Dave. So it happens at a young age, usually after you do things to sheep. And so I'm thinking, Matt Stripe Writer, I've got a good career.
My head's not the only place with no hair.
Yeah. So.
I just flushed it rich a little bit.
Wait, see,
no, you didn't fluster me. I can't find my.
Wait, hold on. You did all this work so that you could be 21?
There is a level where chicks do not like really older dudes, and so now I can hit that like baseline, drop down about 10 years, so, and here we go.
So let me get this straight: you're strapped for cash, but you now want to give away half your stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that works. So all right, anybody see where I dropped my EVDO card that was sitting here?
What? So you're going to make yourself like 17 so you can start nailing those younger chicks too?
Yeah. Did you not listen to my fucking presentation?
Not really.
Where are the questions here?
Is the statutory rape that your back strike stands right?
I'll be there. Look, Your Honor, I tested it and it said it was cool. I don't know what the problem is, man. I know I thought I was 38, but I'm like, fuck it. There you go. All right. So that was the start to my career. Now I gotta find my little
friend.
Yeah.
Your little what?
My EBDO card that was sitting here a minute ago. So I can get online. Never mind, I'll do you the hard line. Good. I'm gonna plug my laptop in at DEFCON. That's gonna work.
Hey, if you could use a pop password, that'd be great.
Yeah.
We'd like to see you on the wall of sheep. Bah.
Sorry.
I'm not eating that. I am not eating. You know what? Give me a fork and eat that.
So, before I move on to the second part of my presentation, we have to do something special here. Now we have a guest here, Mike Auger. Where'd you? Right there. So, Mike, stand up, wave to the crowd. Mike has produced this awesome beer. Each one's a little bit different. Most of them have a little bit of coffee in it. It's a wonderful stout, taste of molasses. High alcohol content, I learned. Really, really good. Mike did something special. Was that your idea or Bailey's idea for this? Okay, Mike Bailey, who is also right there, hasn't sobered up since last night, so that's cool. Ran into him at 10 this morning. I'm like, dude, you're looking awesome. He's like, dude, still drunk. They produced this. Anybody have any idea what's in this? Bacon. Yes, some people follow me on Twitter. We have, we're going to open up the bacon beer. So my original idea was to see who is, like, psycho enough in the crowd to try the bacon beer.
There's five.
Multiple panelists jumped up. So, all right, we've got some cups here. Let's get the bottle opener. I don't eat pork, so not the Jewish thing, just, yeah. Or pork, like, pigs are as smart as three-year-olds, and my kid's 1.5, and I like her, so.
Wait.
Come on up, whoever wants some.
Wait, are you Jewish?
Yeah, first taste.
Ladies and gentlemen, Boris Becker.
It's lumpy.
Wow, you people are really
chunk of fucking
even a girl
bacon
up here.
Fat.
It's a model woman. Wow.
What?
I am. You know what?
Look at this fucking line.
If Vegas would give me odds on how many people would drink bacon beer at DEF CON.
Wait. Panelists. Yeah, panelists next. Sorry, guys. There's only so much to go around and. Last one. Wait.
Rob Graham.
So we got to do something. This is the last one. Who's going to take their pants off for this beer? Come on.
Well, let's go. I'll take my pants
first.
Off anyway.
On the stage.
On stage. Drop trowel.
Over on the side.
Over here. Wait, are you wearing underwear?
Yes.
All right. Well, so who's willing to pay money to shave his balls? We'll donate it to the EFF.
Extra family friendly.
You want the bacon beer.
You have
beer.
To wonder about...
Little cold beef injection? Pork injection? Beef is cows. All right, drop your pants, you get the beer.
Wait, sir, are you over the age of 18?
I'm 41, my OG says
so. So now
you have
I
to stand
to jail
up
for
the rest of the panel, sir.
Yeah, Dave, providing alcohol to a minor. I didn't even think about that. I'm really fucking old.
Fail.
Son of a bitch.
Fail.
No.
Guys, this beer is fantastic. Bacon and beer, my two favorite things. Now, if I could only make my women taste like this.
So, you know that beer that's in a taxidermied squirrel? We kind of want one in a Playmate, and... Too soon?
Why are you people here? I don't know. We keep betting that it won't get accepted every year. It's kind of like a big joke.
So the next thing is I obviously was looking around for another career, and I thought, hey, I read about this money mule shit. And so I thought, maybe I could look at becoming a money mule. This is mule porn, and it's a good way to make some money, but not quite the one I wanted. And so I go, well, you know, where do you get started if you want to be a money mule? And I'm like, well, okay, I need to create an identity. So went ahead and I put together a little resume. Anybody watch Burn Notice? You know, Chuck Finley? Well, I talked with some experts on this, and they said they love single moms. So I did Charlene Finley. She's been out of work for 3 years. Construction company went out of business. But she's really good with QuickBooks because she worked for the accountant and stuff. I had been a bank teller for a year. Went to business school, failed out, got knocked up. You know, pretty sad story, actually. Boyfriend abused her. We'll get to that later.
Wait a minute. Are you telling us about your sex change operation?
Dude, I'd be the ugliest. I'd barely get laid now. If I had a sex change, it'd be all over.
Well, I'm implying that you were a woman, and 3 years ago you became Rich Mogul.
Yeah, that's more plausible. So, I worked out a work history. I put a lot of thought into this. Put that resume together, and then I thought, hey, I'm going to go ahead and post this on some job sites. Because everybody told me, as soon as you put...
Wait. You're making waffles, and we have no forks.
You just figured that out? That's been sitting in front of you for at least 5 minutes, dude.
Yeah, but I've been looking around for a fork.
Fail!
It's not fail if it's intentional.
Wait, you know what's funny is we don't plan this stuff either. I mean...
Really?
Yeah. Go figure. So I put my resume up on Munster, and everybody told me, you just post a resume like this, and you're going to get like a zillion fucking requests from all these people trying to turn you into a money mule. Posted it, left it up for a while, nothing. So I'm getting pretty depressed, because I can't get a job as a fucking money mule. And so I decided to get proactive, do a little bit more research.
Wait, are you going to talk about the hits you did get on Match.com, though?
Well, that's a whole different mule. Two girls, one mule. So, too soon?
No, two mules, one girl.
So, Brian Krebs, he couldn't be out here for DEF CON this year. He used to be at the Washington Post. He does a lot of awesome articles about this. Brian and I are friends. I called him up, and we were talking. And so he actually has a Dropbox that he's monitoring for one of these guys. Who doesn't know Brian has access to that. So he gave me the email for the known Dropbox. I did a little more research, and I found certain search terms to use. And then I continued to go ahead and look at all the job sites. So I started finding these sorts of things. I went ahead, by the way, and the search terms I used were, you look for payment processing agent or money transfer agent. Those are the two things. So I did a little
or
bit of work.
PCI analyst.
Yeah, PCI analyst. That's not me, so... QSA, where's Martin McKay? He needs his hot pork injection of PCI. Okay. So, he's not here. He is not my plus one now to the ninja party. That is over. So, I went ahead, and this is one of the sites, the Coral Group Incorporated. This is
Hold
pretty
on
cool.
Hold on a second, Rich. Did you really want to be his plus one? What are you willing to do for it?
We're going to need more than that this time. Yeah, can you baa like a sheep? Squeal like a... Anyway,
you sorry. Sure do have a pretty mouth there, boy.
Yeah, shouldn't get so excited about this. So, went to the core group, looked like this great outsourcing thing. I thought, hey, that looks pretty interesting. I found another one, the ITC group. Notice the about the company section. Well, hey, you know, they have these partner organizations, which, by the way, click through to real organizations. This is another one. Look at the partner organizations. Huh. They're templated, apparently. Then I went ahead and started looking for the jobs. There's all sorts of really cool jobs. They're, like, not available, though. Currently not hiring. But the payment processing agent, the computer operator, and the telephone operator all apparently are available. Well, let's look at another site. Wow. Same fucking jobs. That is really, that must be like hard to get. Should be some good money for that. Should be able to work a few days a week. Do a little more analysis. Hey, it turns out these guys apparently are hosted on the same domain servers. Solo Jumper. Hey, solo jumper. What about another one I found randomly online? Ooh, solo jumper. Huh, wonder where that's located.
Nigeria.
So, this is kind of interesting. And then I went through and I looked at some of the FAQs, and there was some great information here. I mean, this looked like a really wonderful employment opportunity. They have stuff like the, I'm very interested in your offer, I'd like to know more about the position. And you have to strictly follow instructions, enable permanent contact, flexible hours, fill out payment documents. Well, that sounds all right. How do you get your payment? You get it at the end of every month with direct deposit, you know, after you give them your bank information. No startup fees. They never ask you to spend your own money. This is pretty good. And you don't have to travel. What is the origin of the money? This is pretty good. Money that is deposited into your account comes directly from our clients willing to use instant money transfer service within the United Kingdom and the USA. You will always be aware of exactly where the money is coming from and where it is going. For additional security, we provide invoices with a capital I. They would have gone all caps, but, you know, budget. For all transactions completed. It is not clear why you need payment processing agents. It's like they think we're skeptical of this potential employment opportunity that's out there. Isn't it easier to make a direct transfers? We cater to large companies and their immediate needs for IT services provisions of high expediency of, fuck, can't read that shit, doesn't make sense. My favorite, is it a legitimate job? Cut and paste, folks. Our business activity is certified by major...
I hate to interrupt. Who wants Dave Manners' iPhone?
Yes, sir, I want it.
Yeah, it's Beyonce. See the...
I've already owned it.
Our business activity is certified by major operations and publishing houses, because Random House should be certifying our financial transfers. On the international market, you're welcome to browse our websites, blah, 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 as well as extracts from our news reports. By the way, if you look on the sides on those, they have like random blog feeds that they've linked in on the side and make them look legitimate. Is there any confirmation the money is transferred legally? What is the hiring process? Do I need an interview? It's all online. It's wonderful. Do you use checking or savings accounts? They can work with both. They actually have different pay scales if you have a personal account versus a business account. If you're willing to sign up at their corporate scale because you can get more money in and it's monitored less, you make more money. You also have to have your account be at least 90 days.
I missed the URL. This is Gartner.com, right?
Yes. This is the analyst job. Isn't the bank going to say something about so much money going through my account? We hardly ever experience problems. If asked about the funds, simply let them know you are completing a job. Why do I have to use my personal account? Because the position is considered to be an independent contractor position. Well, that makes sense. Works for me. Why are you gathering so much information? Such attention, especially to bank account essentials, puts me on guard. No, don't worry about it. Nothing to see here, man. It's all good. These are not the droids you're looking for. I have never read an FAQ like this. It's wonderful how much confidence they want to give me. I'm feeling uncomfortable about giving you my online banking details. Why do you need these? Well, we only need view only access to your online bank account. It's impossible to make transfers using online access. It's in all caps. It has to be true.
Hey Rich. How do you implement view-only access to an account like that?
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't. That was not provided in the instructions when I was offered my position. Yeah. How do you start one? Well, move to Eastern Europe. All right. So then I got an email directly from Brian Krebs. Went ahead and emailed that guy, Red Apple Incorp, marketing position. We're going to find out more about this because we're going to call him in a little bit on the phone. And so the site looks good. And I went through and I had to create a fake identity for this. So I used my Charlene thing, Charlene Finley that I came up with. You know, they do background checks. They asked if I ever have any criminal convictions. It might not, you know, make me not be able to take the job, but they want to know.
Because they don't want to associate with criminals.
Then I filled out an independent contractor agreement, which I had to send in. And so I sent all this stuff in, which you're going to see in a moment. And they also asked for my driver's license. So went ahead. Made the color version of the driver's license.
Rich.
You know, I thought, it looks Rich. A little fake. You can see the boxes there. So I printed it out, just scanned it in. Looks good to me. Sent
Rich.
That off. What?
You used to be a woman, didn't you?
I used to be fucking hot.
What happened? Are you a witness protection?
Yeah.
Did you do too much meth?
So I sent all this stuff in. Now they also asked for my school diploma. And in the yeah, we're gonna get to that. So hope I have online access. This is going to work better if I do. By the way, Doncho Donchev's done some great research here. I found it all after I did most of my research, and he's actually linked these up. So these guys obviously use templating and toolkits. They're also tied in with a lot of the botnet control and malware sites, all hosted on the same servers. I know. I don't have it shown yet anyway. So
Rich just typed his Gmail password in. Does somebody have that? I'll give you $1 if you can get it for me.
Or Speakers Network. Dude, I don't use Gmail. It's the Charlene Finley Gmail. It's all yours, man.
Oh.
I'll auction it off for the EFF if people want
Dude,
before the end of the night.
I'm going to go to that news.com stuff and see who you've been talking to.
So I posted a lot of stuff to a lot of job sites. Didn't get shit for responses until I hit Career Builder. Career Builder is fucking awesome if you want to be a money mule. So I posted it up. All right, this is not a hot one.
Do you have a new corporate slogan?
Oh. That's why.
You know, I always thought this panel was supposed to be about fail, not about the presenters failing.
Yeah, let's see if this one works. I had an EBDO card sitting around here. There we go. All right, so this one is from... Let me go
hey,
to mirror mode.
You just took a beer.
He made the beer, dude. Let me switch this. I'm going to have to mirror.
We need a beer guard.
All right. Is that readable, guys?
I'll give a beer to whoever. Who
All right. So.
I'll give a beer to whoever.
I sent in an application that I found online at a fraud site. Chuck Finley. Filled out an email address, office manager, voice, mail. Phone. Google Voice is fucking awesome for this, by the way. I don't use it for anything else. So, hey, here's my application. I wonder if they're going to, like, interview me or anything. Congratulations! This is Notify and welcome you to the Malvern Company. All right! And then they never responded to my other emails, and their site got shut down. I'm like, oh, well, that sucks. That makes me sad. So let's see what else is out there. So I'm going to go ahead and...
Do you think you got your job because of equal opportunity?
Equal opportunity. I did say I was a minority. So. Okay, where'd the other one go? Here we go. So this was the one that was sent to me by, this is the email drop from, that Brian Krebs asked. So I'm a single mother looking for flexible work at home opportunities. Attached is my application from your website. Good afternoon. We received your application. I am Sebastiano. Notice this name because you got to remember it for when we call him in a few minutes.
Wait.
So.
Hey, Chris, that just looks dirty.
What's going on? All right. So here's all the requirements, U.S. work authorization, everything else. So I applied. I eventually got to the point of the application. I gave him my references, Michael Weston, Samuel Ash, Fiona Glenann. So these are all different Google Voice mail drops. So if you call them. Now, the funny part is I wish I had the chat window. I was talking to Brian Krebs. I was going to use real people for instead of the Google Voice drops. And Brian's like, yeah, give him my real number. I don't care, dude. They are not going to check your fucking references. No chance. I send this email. How many minutes until every one of those Google Voice numbers rang in sequence? Three. 3 minutes after I sent this email, he started calling the references. So, well, that got, you know, that might have got him a little bit suspicious because I didn't even set up the voicemail or anything on those boxes. He wasn't going to fucking call. Why did I think? I wasn't worried, man. So then we went to the next one. So he sends me email. We got your ID. Try to contact your references. They didn't respond. And, you know, you say you were born in 1981, but that you lost your high school diploma many years ago. This sounds unconvincing. I'm like, oh, shit. There was my goddamn DEFCON project. I am fucked. I got nothing to do on stage. I don't even have a retarded robot this year. So I thought, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Did you leave messages? They're their personal numbers, and they work during the days. And it took
Martin
me overnight
McKay,
to send
everybody.
This, and I lost my diploma when my parents kicked me out of the house when I was 18, and all sorts of bullshit. Feel free to call me anytime at my other Google Voice number. So at this point, I had forwarded this to Sec Barbie, Aaron Jacobs, who works for IOActive, in case he called, and set up the number that way. So he did try to call, but nobody picked up the phone. I can call him back. There's his U.S. number. Then I said, and we went, basically did a bunch of phone tag. So what happened is, he basically told me, I don't trust you, blew you off. And then I'm like, well, I'm done. This isn't going to happen. So yesterday, I get a phone call on the Google Voice number, and he's leaving a message. Let me see if the audio worked. It didn't when I tested it before, but
we could hold a microphone up.
Yeah, let's do that. Hand me that one. It's got a better pickup. Anybody know where the speakers are on these things? Which side on a Mac?
No,
yeah, I know, seriously.
Right click. Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, you can't hear it. Fuck it. You can see it. So, we need someone, I think, to go give him a call back. Since he's left the message yesterday after me blowing this whole thing off. So who wants the privilege of giving him back? We need a female. Come on up.
Wait, does this refer to the breast with the part that my...
Really? So if someone's cell phone starts ringing...
We're going to try this again.
I have...
Feel free to come back.
Right in the face.
Hi, I would like to work with Charlene. My name is Sebastiano Bianchi. Feel free to come back. 347-269-0602. It's from Red Apple Advertising Agency. Thank you. Have a nice day. Goodbye.
I'm unable to make that guarantee.
I'm Jacob, by the way. Yeah, oh,
really?
It's on camera.
Yeah, now she gets his name.
Oh, there we go. Would you like sprinkles?
All right, we need another girl in a cup.
She's a spitter. Were you ungrateful for the gift Christopher Haas just bestowed upon you?
I'm really proud right now. Hi, Dave.
So we're going to try our best to get this so that on speakerphone here. So we need everyone to be quiet when she makes a call. I think it'll go to voicemail this time of day, but who knows. Are you done? Can you talk?
I got to get cleaned up.
We need a fluffer to the stage. So your name is Charlene. You were born in 81. How old does it make her? 29. You're from Phoenix, Arizona. You've worked as a bank teller. You're very excited about this opportunity. And you might possibly be an Interpol agent. So that's your role. Are you a method actor? We can fake some credentials, do all sorts of shit. All right, here we go.
Charlene, I was just calling about the job. I'm real excited about it, so I hope you can give me a call back. I want to get in touch with you about this. Thanks. Bye.
All right. So here's the deal. I know the dude answers the number. Everybody write that down.
Wait. Hold on. Your name wasn't Charlene. It's Celine.
Celine? It was Charlene.
Look, Celine.
No, that's fucking the voice translation. Come on. Yeah, I know. I've been using Google Voice. That's my real cell. Who cares? So, the dude's in Eastern Europe. He's not coming after me.
Stylings of Justin Bieber.
Can somebody tweet that phone number real quick? Because that would be cool, too. Everybody give him a call. Anyway, I think that's the end of my career as a money mule. Oh, wait. I did get a job offer today.
You never did have a career.
Yeah.
God, you analysts.
So I got multiple job offers on this. The last one I got was today, which was pretty cool. Or yesterday. Yeah, it originally came through on the 21st. She sent me to some sites. So I went ahead and I clicked on those. First of all, these are the vacancies. Huh, I wonder if they're business partners or something. Then they have a quiz they want you to take, and this is my favorite part. If you were using a Mac OS computer, please follow this link to complete the registration without taking the test, which goes to... Yeah.
Because we're smarter.
Download the test. Don't worry. If your computer is requesting administrative rights, download the test and simply right-click on the test icon and select Run as Administrator. All right. Who's next?
Maynard.
Not me.
Maynard.
No, I specifically said not me.
Come on, Maynard.
Nope.
This one.
So how's the waffle business going? Does everybody think that Beaker and Mortman are cut out to be shorter chefs?
To eat this shit.
The audio back on this.
But I'm thinking if Beaker can't hack as a chef, he can always make the porn business.
To the top of the food chain to eat this shit.
Can we have slides on the other screen, please?
Maybe.
Going on?
Yes.
Oh, I did that last year. I'm sorry.
What's
that?
Radio Shack gift card.
Just give me your license.
They're still in business?
Yeah. Do they sell Max Drive card writers here?
So we'll take donations to the EFF for waffles from now on if you wouldn't mind. It'd be cool if you could.
Okay, actually, so what we're waiting for Larry to get set up.
Here's my suggestion. In the past, Rich has offered to pull down his own pants in order to get things. So I recommend that if people offer it, that they will take down Rich's pants.
Okay, so actually, I have here the last unclaimed digital human badge, and I will auction this off to a man wearing a suit jacket and shorts for the Howdy, stranger.
Howdy. I just want to let all you people know they wouldn't let me come back up here this year, and I failed anyways. I only have 9,999 pennies. The grand prize for the 10,000 cent hacker pyramid is a fail. I'm sorry, but please come anyways.
Thank you. Okay, anyway, so you should come to Pyramid. It'll rock. It rocked last year. It'll rock more this year. I have the last human digital badge for DEF CON. The high bidder Budweiser doesn't count. We'll receive this badge. All funds go to EFF. Who wants it? I hear 10. What do I hear? 12? Dude, you have to drop pants just for that.
Do it in hex.
It's not like an iPhone.
Hey! 25. I hear 40.
I'm going to try 10.
Come on, guys. It was 40 if you went to Black Hat. You can do better than that.
I have raw eggs. Oh, wait.
I hear 60. Come on. It's for the EFF.
80.
80.
Nice.
Dollars.
You got 100.
Dude, 100 in the back. Yeah, we're getting close to the price if you didn't go to Black Cat. It's still at the discount. Come on, people. I hear a lot of people bitching they didn't get one, so clearly...
Maybe you should throw in a hand job with it.
Not unless Rich still has ninja badges. Nope, oh well. Nope.
I got one of those. I think that was a great offer of David's.
Do you want a last-minute chance to get into the ninja party? You got to come to Hacker Pyramid because we're giving away a ninja badge.
Nice.
Seriously. And it even comes with batteries and everything. Come with batteries too.
Wow. The Shapeway. You
only got 100? I only got 100. Oh, come on, people.
120.
Thank you.
All
right. 140. 140 here. We're now at parity.
Yep. Anybody breaking 140?
I don't have 140, so somebody better fucking
do it.
Going? Anyone? I will give the entire square of waffles to anyone who beats that.
Oh, yeah, it's a four square. Wait, of waffles, yes. Come on, please.
Let's go to a slice and finish the auction after.
No, I
bid. I should pay $140. Fucking...
No, I got it.
No,
you paid for all this.
I do the fucking buy.
Going once.
You
anyway.
Fucking pricks.
This is why it's called a fail panel.
It's true. Going twice.
Yeah, great. Give me the fucking
hey, Chris, I'll buy that from you, 120.
But I don't want to hear...
A pair of underwear. What does that go for?
Are they also
depends.
Used?
Does Rich put it on first?
Depends, yes, indeed. Autographs on the auction those.
Ooh.
How would you like me to autograph them, Jack?
For $140, we'll let you autograph Nader's balls.
And that's yes. Why we have credit default swaps, my friend.
Nice. So, moving right along.
You are presenting. Sorry about that.
That's all right. So, my presentation for Fail Panel this year is entitled Fail 3.0, Rise of the Geotag. And I've done some work around this a little bit. But to tell you a little bit about me, for those who don't know, I'm a senior security consultant with NWN Corporation, with NWN Star, after a long stint as manager for IS Security and DR at a healthcare organization in New England, the host of Paul.com Security Weekly, woo! As well as an author of a couple of books that they don't have in the vendor area for Syncrus. You know it. So let's see, pen testing, vulnerability assessment, the only difference is permission. So I love doing lots of recon type of stuff, wireless of all varieties, and some hardware and software hacking. Okay.
I'll give you a waffle.
Enough about me. It's not important. So some of the related works for this fail panel, in the past I've talked about information gathering and recon, document metadata including EXIF metadata, and GPS tracking for fun and profit. So let's put some of these together. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Anybody know whose car this is? Adam Savage. Okay, posted by Adam Savage to TwitPic. It's now off to my work in my beast. Wait, how'd that dog get in there? Okay, so what's the story behind this image? So Adam and a friend, Craigie Ferg, decided to tweet behind-the-scenes photos of their fans. For their fans, sorry. Adam started with a cup of coffee. We'll see that picture later. The dog, then a picture of the whip, the one we just saw. All the pictures were taken with an iPhone, and the first three all have GPS coordinates with about 50 feet of each other. My response, thanks to EXIF tool, we now know where you live.
Have you ever wondered why famous people never come back to DEF CON? I mean, I'm just saying we had a playmate here.
Oh,
today.
It gets worse. Not
that explains why you're here.
So here's a map. Here's Google Street View.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You would think that he would live in a nicer house.
Well,
that.
We'll get to that. So are we sure of this? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. So let's look across the street. Does that look familiar to you?
No.
The picture in the background of the whip and the picture from Google Street View across the street?
Oh, I see.
So we sent an agent to the house.
Was this a registered agent?
Yes. Registered where? I'm not exactly sure. And, well, if we kind of look at the house now compared to the Google Street View pictures, it looks a little, well, more unkempt. And I have a theory why. So I've heard that it looks a little underused and so forth, and I speculate that he's using it to store his collections. So Adam Savage is sort of a well-documented collector, and, well, I know folks that have devoted full houses to their collection. For example, Steve Sansweet, he's the world's foremost Star Wars collector. He has a 3,200-square-foot house that houses his collection of Star Wars stuff. That's all it is. He doesn't live there.
Why not just get a warehouse?
I don't know. So, to look at that, Adam's been known to collect and tweet about things such as, how about a Blade Runner blaster replica taken from his TwitPic stream, disassembled? Probably one of the best on the planet. How about a Pulp Fiction ass watch?
Yo, your father pulled it out of his ass.
Amen. And all sorts of other goodies. Yes, this is the coffee cup photo.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. What?
All yours.
We have an
interruption. Watches.
So, is there anybody here that's never been to DEF CON before?
I haven't.
Somebody senses something important's going to happen. Scanning. Is there anybody that doesn't have an invite to the ninja party?
I just paid $140 for it.
I'm gonna let this panel decide.
Pick me, dear
God in heaven. I think that disqualifies you. I really want to give this to somebody who's never been to DEF CON before. But how do you guys want to decide?
Must have breasts.
But wait a second. But wait. There's. This is not the badge. This is the plus one. But it does get you into the party, and I just heard that this party, we've taken over an entire hotel, and they said that it runs from 9 p.m. tonight until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So you must be 21. And I only have one.
I'm going with the breast thing.
Hands. Yeah, but
yeah, no,
so are you
would.
First time DEF CON? And you, these people that are sitting around you, you're not with them. You would go to the party?
She's not dating him.
You're not going with me. I'm married. I'm just giving you the invite. This is not a dating service.
I think she doth protest too quickly.
But no, seriously, are you interested? Okay. Oh, God, what a...
I am proud to help women advance at DEF CON.
Women in InfoSec, yes, that's us, that's what we do.
Hey, last year, it was his birthday, it's his birthday this year.
Oh, are you drunk?
A novel concept.
Wow.
Everybody's saying happy birthday, and it sucked.
At least,
like, really pathetic, and he thought nobody liked
Merry
it.
Christmas.
Scott.
We don't like you, Scott.
All right. So.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
birthday, Mr. Low Esteem Guy. Happy birthday to you.
He can go off his meds now.
Corbin. Corbin.
Stop eating the breast.
Oh, whipped cream shot.
Come on, sweetie.
Are you going to eat that?
Arch your head back and just...
Whoa, wait. Are you going to eat that? Everybody, let's see. Josh. Oh, man, that's just wrong. That's just, man, you analysts can be peer pressured into anything.
Wow. So I think this slide sums up all of this.
Wait, our boy here is going to get some digits. Is this a DEF CON love match waiting to happen?
So let's get ridiculous.
Sorry.
So silly me decided I'd scrape images from TwitPic, because, well, that's where Adam's pictures came from. But Johannes Ulrich beat me to it with a script while I was writing mine. Unfortunately, Johannes didn't catch every one of the sequentially alphanumerically numbered pictures, so I fixed it and started downloading pictures. Johannes noted that only about 2.5% of the pictures had GPS metadata info, but my data says about 3.3%, because I'm getting all of the images. So about now, I've scraped 1.1 million images from TwitPic over 3 separate internet connections and 3 servers and put them all back together, and I'm pushing just shy of 1 terabyte full of images. Holy crap. Yeah, so Larry, aren't you violating TwitPic's terms of service?
I was just about to ask that.
No, and there's an asterisk there because I'm not a lawyer, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
I thought that said anal for a second.
Nice. So if you have a clause in your terms of service that's incorrect, that clause is invalid, right? I mean, that's the way I see it. Take, for example, this.
Wait, we have lawyers in the audience.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Close? Okay. So take this. February 12, 2010, about the time I started scraping the images, it says improper use of data. So let's look at it a little closer. I rest my case.
Hold on a second. Are you making fun of people who can't spell?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right.
Because it gets worse. So about 4 months later, they updated it after I had scraped 1.1 million pictures off of TwitPic. So now it says, improper use of data. They fixed the scraping, so now I can't scrape. But it says using any data from TwitPic that's not available through authorized channels is also prohibited. Is not a web browser going to TwitPic an authorized channel? That's what I use, thank you very much. Storing, saving, or retaining images of any size is also prohibited. Browser cache? Proxies and system memory? I can guarantee that 100% of folks that use TwitPic violate their terms of service, as written. So no, I didn't. Okay, so here's to not having your terms of service reviewed by a lawyer. But it gets better. Define user. By using twitpic.com, you signify that you accept all this crap. At no point during my scraping have I ever logged into this service. Ever. So now I'd argue that the terms of service don't even apply to me, even if they're bogus.
Wait, let me ask you a question real quick. I think I see where this is going. Did you get a blowjob in the Oval Office?
I don't recall.
Can you define the word is?
I don't recall. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, your next Democrat president.
So are those condoms? So by the original intent from February to June, I'm not sure I'm allowed to scrap my data. So who
really failed
here?
Hold on a second. We keep getting Jack with beer here.
He made the beer.
He made it.
He made that beer.
Now
he's
sure.
Oh.
Don't tell anybody. Too late.
So now, I need to retain 1 terabyte of data ad infinitum. So I'm not exactly sure who's getting this. So if you're going to fuck up anyways, you might as well fuck up in such a way that it leaves wondering how the people wondering how the fuck you did that.
Wait, how did that happen?
I have no fucking idea.
That's not your wife?
No.
Oh.
So now how the heck do I sort through 1.1 million images? A lot of time and effort, a shell script or three. And, well, I really only care about the geotagged ones, so I move them to a separate location, Google Earthify them, because that makes them much easier to look at. Great, I've gone global. It's really boring crap. Food, building, kids, and, well, yeah, I want something infinitely more interesting. Same reasons why we're offering whipped cream shots. Huh. So do you think we can find out where she lives?
Wait a minute. I'd like to point out how sexist this panel is.
Wait, no, it's not. No, it's not. So, yeah, we can find out where she lives. Oh, it gets better. Seriously, she lives in the middle of farm country. There is one house within miles of here.
So you're saying she likes cows?
Yes. But it gets better for the sexist panel. So in a great day for TwitPic research, Kazan Siddiqui stated, many women who do not dress modestly lead young men astray, corrupt their chastity, and spread adultery in society, which increases earthquakes, and resulted in a great experiment. Boobquake. Thank you, God.
Show him!
No, where's the whipped cream?
No. Who's gonna come clean it off?
Have you ever taken a joke too far and then it starts getting uncomfortable?
Rich, here's my room key. I'll see you later.
It won't go in your eye.
I know it'll never make it that far. Oh, so now I have a little bit of content and location and stuff you might not want your mom or dad to see. Some, well, partially exposed breast. So, however, TwitPic doesn't allow you to have any adult content, right? As no porn. That sucks. So, you know, read the TwitPic terms of service. Right, okay. So let's go for the whole hog. More on that later. We've got at least one more Twitter image hosting service to capture from as well, YFrog. But again, same thing, no more adult content. So let's try SexyPeak and TwitSexy. So when there's a hole in the market, someone comes to fill it.
Yeah, they do.
So as a result of all of these types of things, a buddy of mine, Ben Jackson, and I came up with a project called IcanStalkYou.com. So we use the public Twitter search API to grab tweets and images from TwitPic, YFrog, and TwitSexy, checks them for GPS metadata. If they don't exist, move on to the next one. If it does exist, extract it and run through GNames to get an address, and then send an at message to the user who made the tweet with their location. In 2 hours, our Twitter account got suspended.
2 hours.
So we have it back after much pleading, and now we only tweet one random person from the last hour. And we post everything to the website for a successful geotagged image. So we only @tweet someone back, but we post everything to the iconstalky.com website. Response has been mixed. Some of them are like, yeah, no shit, I just told you where I was. Some of them were, oh, I didn't know I was doing that, which we tell people how to fix it. And ultimately, the whole project is about arming folks with information so they can make informed risk decisions. And Ben Jackson just spoke at HOPE on this whole project in detail, and he's got release of the tools, data sets, and all that type of stuff at mayhemiclabs.com. So if you guys want to play with this as well, please do. So this is our TwitPic suspension. We fail at internet. So let's talk about TwitSexy and SexyPeak.
These are places
for amateur porn gold mines. So unlike TwitPic and YFrog, their content upload is actually slower, so we can actually scrape the entire content, and I have several times.
Wait, have you scraped yourself to this content?
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe once or twice. Today. So in these cases, I mean, think about some of this stuff. If you're posting your amateur porn images, and they're geotagged, and they're public. Well, I often found stuff like this. Yeehaw.
Wait.
Is there anyone under the age of 18 in this audience?
No. Get out.
No, wait. Wait, first of all, why would you be under the age of 18 in this audience? Second of all, who would admit to it?
Don't worry, it's not on the video.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Well, I often got that. I also got this. I told you I was going to go whole hog. And sometimes I got a little bit of both. Do you want me to unblock this one too?
Yeah.
Do it.
No, I can't do it.
Did you just...
Yeah, baby.
Not yet.
Of you can die saying that you have never seen pterodactyl porn.
Caca, caca.
We got plenty of chicken.
See what I have to do to myself in the name of science?
Wait, how is policing your sick sexual fetishes?
What's that? Oh, we'll get to that. Steve, I always
Man,
have
I feel
an answer
like
to your
this is the first date where a girl keeps going, if you buy me dinner, if you buy me dessert, if you buy me a teddy bear.
Yeah. So whoever brought the eye bleach, can you please share? Because I need a whole lot. So now it all depends on what you consider fail. I'm not exactly who had to fail on that one, but I suppose it all depends on your tendencies and fetishes. So I went for the South Park approach and decided to fail for as many people as possible.
Wait,
and if you can't
that?
Laugh at someone else's misfortune, who can you laugh at? Okay, so let's bring this full circle. So now I'm back to the problem of who do I want to stalk or observe? I mean, yeah. So how about some interesting people? And I don't want this douchebag. So how do I find interesting people to find?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber? Yeah. Okay, that's one. Let's do better than that. I want pictures for specific individuals, after all. So how about we get Twitter to tell us? How about we use Twitter's verified accounts and use the list that they publish for us to start downloading images so we can potentially stalk folks like Adam Savage? So there are just over 1,500 verified accounts. And in 2008, this is a stalker, right? So now we can access all of these images using Tweepy, the Tweepy API, which gives us a nice list of all the verified accounts, and I'm going to release a tool on this coming soon. It's not finished yet. But we can now just pipe this info into a TwitPic YFrog single-user image downloader, which Ben Jackson actually released over at Mayhemic Labs. It's called Stock, and he presented on it at Hope as part of his presentation. So now that's an epic fail. When you can't even spell failure correctly.
Wait. This is the second time you've made fun of someone's spelling. And as a spelling challenged individual, I take offense to that.
Shocker.
So moving right along.
Shocker.
That's all I've got. Shocker. I know someone that just recently had to explain that to their mom. Yes, Darren, I mean you. So that's all I've got for fail, and I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys enjoyed the pterodactyl porn. This is how you can find me, and I'm expecting my Twitter followers to jump by about 2 after this.
Wait, try explaining MILF to your mom.
What, your mom?
I'd be happy
to
explain
it to
your mom.
Wait, give me your number.
So you joke about that, but actually I had the experience with my sister.
Wait, whoa.
Shocker for you.
Never mind.
No, you can't leave that.
Because you use these words in conversation, right? You say MILF, and you forget that some people are kind of like, not like us. And so you use a conversation, and she says, like, what does this mean? And it's like, It doesn't mean anything.
Did you use the word DVDA? Oh.
That's DAD. Oh, wait.
He can't spell.
Hold on, get your shit out.
Are you? Yeah.
Wait a minute, that didn't sound right.
Oh, right.
Don't worry, I'm not talking again. I'm fucking done.
What did you want to do with these?
Oh, no, wait, that's going to be good. Let me set the laptop up.
Extra firm control.
Control top.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Is it ripped for his pleasure?
Ripped for...
Wait, Rich, you already had a
Hey, shirt. What is this part for?
Oh, shit!
Martin McKay!
Martin McKay! 4 years of journalism school. Fantastic.
Coming out of nowhere.
Wow. Wow. That was... Fuck, I'm just blown away by that. That was awesome.
Just wipe your nose.
Hey, wait,
it's the same smell you get from PCI. By
the way. All right, can we swap the video again?
What?
Do we have slides? Come on, tell me this fucking works.
Oh, whoa, that's good. That's good. That's good.
I can't help it.
All right, video dudes, we got another fail.
800 by
600.
800 by
600? Wow,
let's try it again.
Throw you a waffle.
All right, we're good.
Oh!
5 second rule!
Again!
So I'm sure this will screw up our snake slides here, but...
Yeah.
Where's my beer?
Is it just me, or did they pick the right guys for this fail thing?
Yeah, I think so. Thanks, we got it up. So before we do
Whoa.
That...
Whoa! Whoa!
That's a whole different kind of beer!
Extends.
Before we do that...
AV bitches?
We need a volunteer.
The world's largest safety dam.
We need a volunteer with very low self-esteem.
Or high self-esteem.
All right, yeah. They're pointing at each other.
Wait,
come on, folks.
Does anybody here have...
Kravick, whoever you guys appoint, come on up. Tim Kravick. Yeah. Where's the whipped cream?
This is going to go over really well in the...
Jesus Christ, guys.
Yes.
Okay, step one. Fill this.
Oh, no. Can you not do it over my MacBook?
It's over
time?
Here. It's over here.
Aren't you glad you
came
to the
ship? Oh, yeah.
Smart man. Never mind.
One moment.
Step two. Chocolate sauce.
Now I know what that part's for.
It's a special time of the month.
Oh, don't forget the nuts, because there's nothing like a... Yeah, we're good.
So, who can guess what's next?
Tip.
By the way, Tim is an advisor in my kids' hacking conference I'm putting up in October. thanks, Tim.
All right, all kinds of fail. So, if you ever try to go to a Baptist university, turns out all they sell is Viagra these days. So I'm thinking, you know, that's a pretty good place to go. I started doing some more research on this, and it turns out that pretty much every university on the planet is selling Viagra. Boy,
it's
went to school.
It's dripping, Rich.
I know it's dripping.
That's a
common occurrence.
On the floor? Aren't you a goon?
Oh!
What the fuck?
I told you, Gallagher, you didn't listen.
Man, those industry analysts. Jesus.
So, how do you argue with this logic? They don't use it, so it's good, right? They don't use it.
Wait, where did that come from? An anonymous what? CFL?
Yeah, they don't use it. They don't use it. No, I'm not going to say the CEO. No, but they don't use it, so it's cool. Here's another one. I agree that we should pay more attention to the cross-site scripting. All user input should be sanitized, particularly if the reader is genuinely trying to find phrases containing HTML characters. It would be so nice to show them a broken layout. You really want to give her a hug, don't you? Laura, oh, she's so sweet. So I was posting about malaria, the malicious RIA proxy, and I ended up on the malaria spam bot somehow. I don't think they expected to see me on there. But now I'm added, so that's kind of sweet. anyone see a problem with this?
I can't really see it.
Lorem ipsum dolore. Read more. The funny thing is I clicked, I didn't get any more lorem ipsum. I really did. I was actually kind of excited to see it, but it wasn't there. So here's my joke of the day. Why do computers have more than one core?
Why, Rich?
Antivirus. Because, wow.
I think this was fail.
Oh, you male. Yeah. I've had a lot to drink today. A lot.
Much like every other fail panel.
You know, the funny thing about this fail panel was we were supposed to do each other's slides, so I was expecting, oh, it's a good thing I don't remember anything I was going to be talking about. Because... So there's a company we're doing a little work for, and they have a crap load of expenditures in all kinds of different places. $100,000 in firewalls, $80,000, yeah, fuck you.
Wait,
I just said I drank a lot.
Do you work for BP?
BP? $80,000 in corporate compliance audits, blah, blah, blah.
He didn't answer.
It's because I don't know. Maybe. And $20 in locks for the doors. So this is what the gate looked like when the two cars filled with four people each smashed through the gate. This is what the outdoor window looked like when they smashed through it with a sledgehammer. This is what one of the interior doors looked like when they smashed through it with a sledgehammer. This is what one of more interior doors looked like, again, sledgehammer. Guess what they used to get into there?
A wrench.
And that's what's left of the server rack.
So you see, it had nothing to do with cross-site scripting.
PCI compliant. Total of $102 plus shipping and handling. So I started looking at this Thought personal email certificates. I'd never actually seen it before, surprisingly. I thought, it seems like it's kind of out there and like I should know about it. I just found it like a couple months ago. So I kind of have this hard on to like screw with Thought for a while because they totally screwed me with this whole like personal email certificate thing, which they like revoked on me. And so I'm like, you didn't hear about this? Oh, they just randomly shut it down. The reason for it is that it's expensive to do security. Yeah. Yeah. So I started looking at Thought. Then I started doing more looking at Thought. And then more looking at Thought. And I realized Thought has no clue what they're doing at all.
God damn, Arsene. Why are you always trying to make fun of people who just do their job?
They're so good at it.
Why are you a hater?
So I started like analyzing how this company actually makes money. So they give you a service and you pay for that service. So what are you getting in return, right? It's kind of should be a good thing. So number one, they display the number one trust mark on the internet the verifying trust seal on, apparently, on search engines. Has anyone ever seen this? Ever? One, two, three, four, five. Okay, okay, I guess
it'll be.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, it's on search engines. That wouldn't be on my site. So stands out in search results. Okay, that's kind of the same thing. Protects visitors in your site from malware. So it scans your site for malware so that when Google comes and scans your site for malware, they'll find it first. So they're believing that they're going to be better than Google at scanning your site. They're going to catch it before Google does, alert you, you're going to fix it, and then Google won't mark you as a malware site.
So let me get this straight.
You're Except for the fact that Google probably wouldn't have found it in the first place if they're going to be the ones finding it, right?
So you're singing Google's praises?
No. I'm definitely not doing that.
You just said how great Google was at finding stuff.
They're pretty excellent. Those guys rock.
Every time our snake says Google, a kitten dies.
Anyone work for Google here?
Would you really raise your hand if you did at this point?
Yeah, really? Oh, you liar.
I'm not 21 either, are you?
I met someone who worked for Google once.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was great.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, no, I think they were a PhD or something. They had to solve one of those quizzes on the billboard.
That's where he got the panties. They confirm your identity, apparently, and they offer free technical support. So congratulations. You can pay $300 a month for that crap.
How much does something like this cost?
Our snail. $300 a month.
Wow.
No, sorry. $300 a year. Wow, I misread that. Yeah, good deal. Yeah, exactly. So I just had to bring in the narcissistic vulnerability pimp here. But one of my favorite parts about this is we really need to clean up our language. And then
we do.
In that order. Not like one after the other. Oh, that guy's awesome. I love that guy. Snake Oil, named after me. LifeLock. Love this guy. God. I wish I could be this guy. This is so awesome. He makes a shitload of money getting owned. This is awesome. Except for that one instance.
So you guys know he was convicted for identity theft against his own father, right?
Really?
Yeah,
is he?
For real.
That's awesome.
Is that where you got the idea for LifeLock from? Huh. If the government wants to send me to jail for this, maybe other people will pay for it too.
So, yeah, that guy's awesome. So my favorite fail for this year, I'll know it's not technical, but my favorite one was BP. Those guys are awesome. Man, holy crap. So first of all, they say it's 5,000 barrels a day. Then it's like 12,000. And then it's like 35,000. And then it's like 100,000 a day. And then, so what's the difference? But there's no plume because oil floats. So you don't have to worry about that thing, right? And then it sounds an awful lot like, you know, the definition of what is, you know, what's the definition of what a plume is. So I did a little Unix.
We need another volunteer.
Oh, sorry.
No. So we did a little modification on our system here. Found a little tar. Did a little link. And so now we can make tar balls. With BP. That's our junk shot.
What about
their Yeah, they photoshopped the porn off the screens of their response headquarter photos. Mr. Graham? Or Mr. Maynard, either?
Mr. Graham's up. Now, dude, I'd like to tell everybody a funny story about Mr. Graham. He torments me on a daily basis in Atlanta because he sniffs everything. Everything.
Sorry.
And we'll be sitting at lunch in some place like an Arby's. And he's like, hey, Dave, how many people do you think have laptops? And I'm like, gee, Rob, I don't know. He goes, well, here's one jackass named David Maynard's local PC. I'm like, fucking, hey.
Well, Dave's doing my talk for me. One of the funny things about what I do, so one of the things, a couple years ago I created.
Wait, what is that?
So,
So I created a presentation.
You know what? Wait, wait, wait. I got the looks. Rob got the brains. Oh, no. Wait. Wait, wait, wait. I have a pretty redhead fiance over here. She's wearing a black dress. Fuck you.
So speaking of fiancés, so my good friend Robert Lee, he got drunk at around 6:15, like super drunk, like flights of beer kind of thing, and he proposed to his wife over SMS.
Was he down on one knee?
She hasn't responded yet.
Well, he should be here for the epic fail.
You said proposes to his wife? Yeah, I'd say.
It's better than proposing someone else's wife.
Wait, is she his fiance if she hasn't responded?
So, Dave, how long have you been engaged now?
Just fucking man up! Here and now! You're gonna set a fucking date.
Take off the panties, come on.
Dave, 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 you've always wanted. Oh yes, capture this on video.
So look at him. Look at her. Would a fail be fucking around with the situation?
Dave, you do realize there's a chapel right down the hallway. No pressure. No pressure.
He's fucking.
All right. Let's narrow it down to a month. We'll give you that.
No pressure, D.
Do we have a minister in the house?
I have never seen Mater speechless. Ever. Ever. That's a win.
So I'm not getting laid tonight. Thank you. Thank you all. I'm going to be masturbating to slides from the fell like, panel.
This shit is legally binding. She's a lawyer.
Dave, you want to borrow my TwitPic images?
So,
wow.
This woman is the love of my life, and she's a natural redhead. And what I'd really like to do right now is listen to Rob Graham's speech. Yes. All right, you fucking marry her then.
All right, so we're taking donations for the EFF.
Wow!
That is fucking awesome.
You people all suck.
But you swallow.
Ah, yes.
So I wanted to get up here and throw David under the bus for a different reason, and now I feel like I'm gypped. So one of the things is that Dave Mater, one of the things he's famous for is for his Apple Wi-Fi bugs. And they're really easy to reproduce. Anyone who has any sort of fuzzing can reproduce the bugs, right? But Apple lied and said that they didn't exist, right? So this is fairly a well-known story in the hacking community. And so David's like kind of pissed off at Apple. And over the years, we've been like finding Apple vulnerabilities and hacking the Apple machines and having fun with that, kind of being pissed off. Yet David can't resist being an Apple fanboy. Can you hold up your phone, David, that you have right now?
Did he not lose this one for us?
So how long were you in line waiting for that phone, David?
So let's talk about that date.
So
I would love a nice June wedding. I think my hair would look good in the sun. What do you think, Rich? My
so
hair.
Dave's in line for several hours waiting for that iPhone 4 to come out. And over the years, he's tried to give up his iPhone, because he's gone with the iPhone, the first generation, the second generation, the third generation. And he's tried to go to the Droid or to some Windows mobile phone or some other phone, but yet he always seems to come back to the iPhone.
Hey, Elizabeth, what do you think about some kids?
So...
What do you think, two or three?
Mine or yours?
Oh! Oh! Wow! Hey, look.
I've already told you, those kids from Brazil are not actually mine.
Where the fuck do you go from here? Really? How does your relationship just evolve from this thing of mutual trust, admiration, love, kindness, kindred spirit?
Okay, so anyway...
We go to the ninja party.
That's so, where beyond talking about Dave, so can we switch to this? Is there a...
There's a secret.
There's a secret?
Yeah, first of all, don't throw your friends under the bus.
Well, see, so Dave and I often give talks, and that's usually the way I start them, is by throwing Dave under the bus. So usually it's talking about how I keep hacking into his Wi-Fi stuff, and that's often pretty fun.
Would you like to tell them about Wayne Brady, or should I?
What?
Wayne Brady.
Oh, yeah, so one of the funnest things is that, so we're in Vegas, and then a mutual... So David always... So I do actually get into David's email, but I actually never read them, because that's just the sort of guy I am. So Dave, we're in Vegas, some black hat, and David's going to see Wayne Brady, but he's just getting tickets. But I think it was like Elizabeth or another friend of ours were talking on the phone, and she told me that Dave's going to see Wayne Brady, but he never told me, so he didn't think I knew. And he had just gotten an email notification that the tickets had arrived. And about, I don't know, 5 seconds later, I text him saying, like, Wayne Brady's a triple threat. So Dave's convinced, of course, that I'm actually reading his email and, like, have hacked into it.
That's not really funny.
So, and also,
this is a true story. This is what I live with every day.
So, and he gets an email notification back from, like, the person he bought the ring from or the company and for Elizabeth. And then I mentioned, like, when are you getting a ring from Elizabeth? And I'm just joking. Like, I don't know when he's getting a ring or proposing or anything like that. And so, of course, again, he's convinced I'm reading his email. And fortunately, over the years, there's nothing I can do to convince him that even though I hack into his email on a regular basis, I actually never want to read what's in them.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. If you get a blowjob and tell the girl to stop before you come, I will then believe you don't read the email.
This one here.
No.
Oh, you put down two things and you right-click.
Man, this was the suckiest spell panel ever. God, that's saying something.
I'll click on that there.
I'm going to show you all my nipples if this keeps up. I'm going to take my shirt off.
I click extend. Sorry, I'm using Windows here.
And here's a fail. Mr. Robert Graham does not know how to use Windows.
Okay.
Windows.
So I want to talk about Dave, of course, to throw him in the bus. But I didn't really have much content here. I sort of drawn into this in the last minute. So literally last minute.
Little do you know that Rob Graham is actually a highly paid PowerPoint template designer.
What?
And this is the nouveau riche PowerPoint
template.
It goes
onto this screen, though.
P. Diddy uses this one at his white parties.
So we'll just deal with this. So what I've been running here while we've been talking is a little... You know what an evil twin is?
It's Christ, you're running it here?
Yeah, so I'm running it live. So Dave's paranoid because we get to a bar, and so here's what happens. We meet at a bar, like maybe Hooters or something, and we sit down, and I pull up my laptop, I open the cover. At that point, David says, oh, shit. He checks it, pulls out his phone, makes sure the Wi-Fi is off on his phone. He pulls out his laptop, makes sure the Wi-Fi is off on his laptop. Otherwise, I'll get into his email again. So anyway, I want to talk about evil twin stuff. Because I've been doing Wi-Fi monitoring for a while. And
if you want his iPhone, it's right here. I can send it to you.
I already own it. I mean, I don't need physical access to it. So, we talk about evil twin, and Rich actually... So Rich demoed this a couple years ago, so I thought I'd do a similar sort of thing, because with cell phones, a lot of people have Wi-Fi turned on. And so actually, in this audience, there's about 50 or so people that have Wi-Fi on their cell phones turned on. And so, we had...
40, 35...
Yeah, I don't know the exact numbers because my...
Six.
Let me pull up what. So.
I waited for the light this time.
Is that Flight of the Valkyries?
So this is the results of what my this computer of monitoring before the battery died. Actually, I saved it to a file and then reparse it. So here is a list of a lot of the phones that people have in the audience. And there's actually a lot of them. Now, of course, they're from people walking by in nearby rooms. So it's not everybody in this audience. So what the evil, but it's not an evil twin system. What I've set up is that every Wi-Fi probe that goes out goes, and this system responds to it, says, yes, I am that server. So if you try to connect to XYZPDQ, it says, yes, I'm XYZPDQ, and then you connect to it. And if, and so the problem with your cell phone is
they don't serve.
Is that you don't know where the network access is coming from. So you pull out your phone, you go to a website, you run an app, and you're not really clued to the fact that it's not hooked up via Wi-Fi to your home network, XYZPDQ, but it's actually connecting through my little evil twin type thing. And I call this evil cousin because I'm not replicating, for example, the DEFCON network here. I'm actually just replicating whatever home system you have. And so I thought that was an interesting fail because we're in a conference here with people that should know better. There is a ton of it. This is, by the way.
I can't really see this.
That's Phil right there. Wi-Fi's off, thank you very much.
He has learned his lesson by now.
Apparently not.
Run, Forrest, run!
Now, see what Dave doesn't know? While sitting here, I just became an ordained minister. You think I'm kidding?
Universal Life Church Monastery, Lawrence. Is that really your name, Lawrence? Yes.
So in this audience, it was like, I don't know, maybe 100 people on that list. But when you go look at the full conference, I can't really operate this very well. As I told you, I don't need physical access to it. So we're auctioning it off for the EFF, targeting $100.
Never.
So anyway, back to my stuff. So for the last couple hours, starting about an hour before this thing started, it's about 1,500 people of just around all of Black Hat, of DEFCON, that have their phones with Wi-Fi turned on. And so I thought it was an interesting fail that as people go to DEFCON, why do you go with your phone with Wi-Fi turned on? And I still have no answer for that.
So, Wi-Fi on right now.
No, but it's like page after page after page of people that are probing for various Wi-Fi access points.
That's just evil.
And if you look at the devices here, they're mostly mobile Windows mobile phones, Apples and Androids and the like. Anyway, so that's all the two fails I had was Dave Maynor, fanboy, and just all the fact that all the Wi-Fi on people's phones are turned on.
You people all suck.
So,
I'm going to the bathroom.
I've just been offered $500 to the EFF if Dave and Liz tie the knot tonight.
You know, this week I saw a great headline on CNN that said, EFF has big win in jailbreaking case.
I'll add another $500.
And I said...
Tonight. Why do you hate freedom, Dave?
I'll put in another 500. Run, Dave, run.
Can somebody get
hold
catch
on
him?
Hold on a second.
Because I think he's... We got a runner!
We got a runner.
All right, we'll leave Dave alone. So,
run, Forrest, run!
Run!
I'll add 500.
We're up to 2K. 200? 2200. Is this legal? Seriously, we're paying to watch so two people have sex.
No, we're not.
No sex. What?
There's no sex no coming sex. From the fiance.
At least not tonight.
Whoever's leaving the room. All right, we're done.
I think he's
what we,
I
you
think
got,
he's just
you
doing
got content?
Lap.
We have 11 minutes of
who's got
making.
Some slides?
Anybody, slides?
Seriously.
Slides.
You got slides? Bring them up.
I got slides.
There you do?
You can talk about cloud computing.
Oh, fuck that shit. No, 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 you're cloud anal con or whatever the... All right, Q&A. We got nothing else to do. But all right, so Hack the Pyramid is in track 4 right after this. We highly encourage everybody to go. We have hands up for Waffles. Do we have any random questions you want, a random collection? Yes, sir. Pyramid or Jeopardy? It's Pyramid. Jeopardy was last night. Next question. Next. What? Why don't we give you a beer? Because it's our fucking beer. You gotta do something for the beer. What
if
are you,
you
gonna do
something
for the beer?
Creative with, do something creative with this whisk that involves your genitals. I'll give you a bottle of beer.
It's all yours, dude.
Why is there beer still up there that hasn't been drinking?
Why is there beer still up here that hasn't been drinking? Everybody else
that is three times fucking wide as I am tall. You're asking me this question?
So, anything else, like, I don't know, about hacking or computers or Facebook? Yes.
Can I buy beer?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You may buy beer.
$1,000.
I need to see your ID. Let me get my Max Stripe reader out.
Yes.
$20? It's going to the EFF. It's not going to us. Give it to Mortman here. He'll take care of it. Who wants to buy beer for the EFF?
We have 3 pounds of M&M's, and yes.
No, there's only the one bottle of bacon beer, unless... Do you have any more, guys?
We have eggs, chocolate, and nuts.
They have more they can auction off, but it's not on-prem. What? Is it here, or is it in the room? So you have to go up to the room with that dude.
Right. If you always wanted to have sex with Boris Becker, now is your fucking chance.
Who's willing to auction? No, is anybody interested in this offer, auctioning the beer, bacon beer for the EFF? $20.
Hey, $20.
Anyone else? Happy finish. $25. Next, I got $25, $25, $25, and
this is like a gnome.
All right, what? $30 for the bacon beer. This is so fucked up.
It's not really bacon, dude.
All right, anything? No, there's chunks, dude.
What's that for?
There's soggy bacon chunks in the beer.
The beer tastes great, just don't eat the chunks.
The beer tastes great, don't eat the chunks. I have said that before.
That's what she said.
That was before the kid, the slides. Cute, right? Yeah, all right, there we go. All right, 30. Ooh. Anybody else?
I got waffles.
40.
40.
We got 40. Anybody have 40? 40 plus? Anything? What the fuck did... I don't know how those auctioners go, and I'm drunk.
45.
All right. 45. All right, calm down. Anybody wait more than 40? 5. 4. 3.
It's so late.
2.
Wow.
Yeah, 1. All right, $40 it is. Coming up, we'll hook you up. You get to go to his room. You got the beer and whatever else.
You get a free roll of paper towels, by the way. You'll probably need that.
By the way, bacon beer may be a euphemism.
So.
Yeah, either way, it's worth it.
So.
Any other questions or? Okay,
we have four more waffles.
We got some more waffles and.
We have a special guest here.
Special guest.
So what's your decision?
I will not be voting for Obama in 2012.
What was that?
I will not be voting for Obama in 2012.
Oh, fuck you.
When are you going to grow some balls?
Yes. All right. So we're going to raise more money for the EFF. We're taking donations for to Mary Liz tonight.
She's wearing an awesome sweet dress.
What do we got? Stand up, turn around, do a little. God, I am going to hell, and I don't even believe in it.
So, Rich, doesn't she get a say in this?
No, it's all about the cash.
No, I'm pretty sure Dave.
Next question, or if you don't ask questions, we're letting you go. What? Is Greg Evans really here? Does anybody know?
No, because if he was, he would definitely be in the fail panel.
Yeah. So, this is an open invitation for Greg Evans. Open mic, open table, world's biggest hacker conference. You can prove your credentials. So, yeah.
You can also bid on Liz.
All right. Anybody, seriously, money for the girl?
500.
We're not there. 500! 500, all right. We're making progress. It's for charity, people. It's got to be legal.
Think of the children. Yeah, I mean, really. Really, think of the fucking children.
You're destroying yourself right now. Anything? Sir, what the fuck are you still doing in this room? You know we're done. Any other questions? Anybody else want to do something? Was there a hand back there, or are you yawning? Oh, you're touching your balls now. That's not good. Not in public. Back there, yes. What? Somebody relay. Am I a lookalike for Seth Green? That dude's got hair.
No, the Travelocity gnome.
He's a fucking Travelocity gnome. I established this 2 years ago.
Yeah. And I think his dick is bigger.
He only has one ball.
I'm okay with that. I'm fine. It works. Sniper, one shot, one kill. We did that before. What?
That's why they make clinics. Who wants a waffle?
Waffle. Waffle yeah. There, waffle there.
I fucking
stand-up.
Get it, you lazy cunt. I'm not fucking getting up here.
Is Nikita still in the room? Are we ever allowed back? Next question.
Oh, shit. Are we supposed to make her a waffle?
Yeah. Oh.
I have two left.
Yeah, you forgot to make the pregnant chick a waffle. That's high on the list of things not to do. Seriously, anything? We're done. Go away. Hacker Pyramid. Track 4. Free bird!